that will do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to reconcile man to God. Whatever it takes that will bring you to a relationship with God, I will do it. Whatever it takes in regard even to a believer to believe, whatever it takes to restore you, bear one another's burdens in love, Galatians 6, and many other places in Scripture. So what you have to look at, what we're looking at here is when you love as Christ loved, what is Jesus Christ? This is the first standing by God. What is the first standing by God? The first standing by God is to do what? To bring man to Him. And look what it costs Christ to do that. So therefore, if you want to be transformed into the image of Christ, you better take a good hard look at Him. Take a very serious look why He came. What his mission was, what he did, and how he did it. How he looked awesome. He didn't look great. He didn't look powerful. He didn't look like John Wayne. He looked like somebody that was a servant. Somebody very humble, hanging on a cross. And this is what you and I are going to have to do if we want to bring others to Him. So being transformed into the image of Christ, He died to reconcile men to God. Christians are more concerned with separating men from God. Christians love to talk about separating men from God more than they are reconciling man to God. Person that forgives 70 times 7 is going to look like a fool. Hey, you don't forgive that. Look, you're a fool. You forgive them and they just do it again and again and again and again and again. That's why a lot of Christians, that's a great sermon, but Christ really didn't mean that. He really didn't mean that. Love really doesn't do that. We got to have tough love. We got to have another kind of love that won't make you look like a fool. That's why Christians do that. They want a love that won't make them look like a fool. They want a love that won't make them have to be humble and be the servant. So let me redefine everything so that I don't have to do that and still call it love. So you deceive yourself and you make God a liar. This is what it cost Him. And this is what it's going to cost us if you want to witness and represent Him. Okay, point eight. I want to talk a moment about witnessing and prayer. This in itself. A lot of these in themselves are just long doctrines that we could spend months on. But this is just looking at it under witnessing. So let's talk about a moment about witnessing and prayer. Okay, we talk a lot about prayer. And we talked about the three stages of prayer. There are three stages of prayer. First of all, there is prayer preparation. Prayer preparation is a time you spend in the power of the Spirit, trusting Him, in regard to what you're going to pray. Christ did this. Do I ask Him to take this cup away from me? No, that's not why I came for that. I can't ask Him that. And then He went into His prayer. So prayer preparation is going through. Can I ask Him this? Just different things. I'll come back to prayer preparation in a moment. The second stage is the prayer itself. Actually calling on God in some way, but calling on God to act in your life in some way, or in someone's life in some way. And then the third stage of prayer is called prayer pursuit. And that is pursuing your prayers. Many people, when they get to praying, they really don't know what to do. I think one of the reasons is they don't know how to pray. If you know how to pray properly, you'll know what to do when you say amen. A lot of times people will say amen and they, you know, now what do I do? You know?